Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel are mostly clear this evening, with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A comfortable night is expected for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF and Shin Bet struck Hamas weapon sites hidden in Gaza mosques, according to Ynet from earlier today. They targeted 5 storage facilities and a launch site. Also, the IDF apprehended a terror suspect near Jenin earlier today. JNS reports this thwarted an attack. The suspect's father was recently killed during an attempted stabbing of an IDF soldier. Also this hour, Defense Minister Israel Katz visited IDF forces at Mount Hermon. He confirmed Israel's commitment to maintaining a presence there. This was reported by Israel Hayom in the last hour. Separately, the Arab world reacted strongly to MK Zvi Sukot's actions in destroying a memorial. Walla reported this just under an hour ago. And finally, Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after a recent airbase bombing. Axios reported this development previously. Here's what people are saying online. John Spencer, a security analyst, shared earlier today that Palestinian Authority schools glorified actions from October 7th in new footage. He stressed the need for oversight by peace organizations. Ihab Hassan, a political commentator, posted about Israeli MK Zvi Sukot's actions in the Palestinian village of Matama. He questioned the protection provided by the Israeli army in this context. Raylan Givens, an Israeli policy observer, highlighted PM Netanyahu's decision to start the eviction of a UNRWA compound near Jerusalem. He stated the move aligns with recent legislative changes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF and Shin Bet operations in Gaza. As Ynet detailed earlier today, these strikes targeted locations believed to contain rockets, explosives, and ammunition within mosques. This development underscores the ongoing tension and the complex battle against Hamas in densely populated Gaza. Turning to the arrest near Jenin. As reported by JNS, the suspect's family has a history of violence against Israelis. The capture today highlights ongoing security challenges in the West Bank. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Israel Katz's visit to Mount Hermon comes amid ongoing regional tensions. Israel Hayom noted his pledge to maintain a security presence, reflecting Israel's strategic priorities in the face of threats from Syria. In related news, MK Zvi Sukot's actions have sparked outrage across the Arab world. Walla reports the destruction of a memorial has intensified criticism of Israeli policies. This incident adds another layer to the already strained regional relations. And finally, efforts to calm tensions between Syria and Israel are underway after an airbase bombing. According to Axios, both nations are seeking to avoid further escalation, a crucial step for regional stability. On the economic front, first, parents in communities near the border faced unexpected daycare charges. While a business reported on this issue earlier today, revealing the discrepancy in promised subsidies. Separately, cannabis company Intercure will receive substantial compensation after its facility was damaged on October 7th. Net Business detailed the financial recovery plan, highlighting the impact on their operations. And finally, Israeli company Nayax has acquired U.S.-based IPS Group for $350 million. Globes reports this is Nayax's largest acquisition to date, marking a significant expansion in the cashless payment sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.